Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Beerly Coherent podcast. I'm Bob, coming from Brooklyn, New York.
And I'm Andrew, here in the depths of Florida. And we are looking today at the end of the world. Actually, it's a bit after the end of the world, isn't it, Bob? Because the Mayan thing sort of happened, and this is all kind of we're all past the end of the world now. But why is it called the end of the world, Bob? You've done the research, surely.
Well, judging from the label, the Québécois, who are the producers of this La Fin du Monde, must think that Quebec is the end of the world.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about Mayan prophecies so much. We just have to drink the beer. Shall we open it up?
Yes, we shall.
My cork is stuck.
Yeah, I'm having a hell of a time.
That's not a euphemism. All right, here we go.
You can't even uncork the end of the world. I'm still working. Yeah,
you all the way to the end of the world, and you can't even get a thing. Okay, here we go.
You're waiting.
Oh my gosh, it's much, much, much paler than I expected. Wow, that is pale. It is kind of triple. Kind of a triple.
Oh, there we go.
Something happened over there. It's kind of a very, almost a
golden,
yellowy green. Gosh, it's a lovely color.
Yellowy green.
Oh well, I'm looking at it through the light of a screen, so it's nice. It is, I'm sure, rather yellow.
You've got some blue there to contend with, then.
Yes.
Judging here, and I won't say the daylight, but with proper lighting, it's a very golden, unfiltered color to it.
Yeah. So my first thought is like a Belgian triple, but it's the smell much more citrusy, even if that's possible.
Yeah, it smells, since I haven't been back in the motherland of Belgium for quite a while, this has a smell of a beer that I always really like to have, which was the Triple Carmelite. And that's what
it smells like to me. That's right.
Mm.
That is a very odd taste, don't you think?
I can't tell what it is. There is this...
It starts off with the base of a Belgian triple, but there's some extra taste in there that is...
Do you have something sitting in the back of your throat? Is that what you're... I'm having the sensation of this taste sitting in the back of my throat.
Yeah, exactly. And it's almost like a... I mean, it's got all those boiled sweet things going on, but there's something very, very specific.
Almost a sensation. And I don't want to say cough syrupy, because that doesn't...
It is a very kind of cough syrupy sort of thing. Absolutely.
It has a taste, or the feeling on the back of my throat, like if you recall, maybe when, or maybe you still use them, I don't know, but those sprays that you could spray into your throat when you had a sore throat that would somehow alleviate the pain in your throat. Have you ever had that?
That's exactly it. There's a cough syrupiness to it.
But in a good way, I have to say. I'm not turned off.
I always like cough syrup. Don't get me wrong. It tastes, there's like a lime cough syrup. That's what I'm going to, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say lime. I've never had lime cough syrup, but if they made lime cough syrup, that's what this tastes like.
I'm just so surprised with the mouthfeel of it. That it's really sticking to the back of my throat. Either the beer is designed that way or I'm coming down with something and it's...
do you know what else it's like? It's a bit like the Trois Monts, the French one.
Which is also one of my favorites, I have to say. I always like Trois Monts. Shall we end on that?
We should wrap it up.
Note?
Okay. So I can say that has been the...
Well, would this be La Fin du Podcast, or...?
La Fin du Podcast. Is that it? You're giving up now after this?
That's it. What better way to go out?
Well, it could be the end. It could be the end of the podcast, which would please many, I think. But it could also be just the end of this particular podcast. I may post it on my birthday in a couple of days.
Okay. Shall we somehow?
Which really is the end of the world. I mean, I'll be 45, so it's not going to get better after that, is it? So.
Well, there's someone in the room who could actually respond to that.
Sorry.
It's over.